Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey Spooks America.
I'm Adam.
I'm Joel Dusha, replacing Joel Zammit for this episode, or maybe forever.
Spooky.
And ever.
Today we're going to talk about the Hinterfeich murders. It's a German word that I cannot pronounce. It's basically
yell it really fast and you get the
Hinterfeich!
There you go, perfect.
As someone of German heritage, I find that incredibly insensitive.
Well, how about you give it a go, big shot? Gotcha good.
He did get him good.
Oh, no, that tickled me. Hinterfeig?
What it means is it means behind. I think it might be fake. Fake? I don't know. It's behind something.
Fig. Behind a fig.
Good. Good start.
Hidden behind something.
It's behind it. Anyway, basically, it's this farm. This farm in the very early 1900s. You're talking like 1910 sort of area. And it kind of begins 6 months before the murder, where the maid of the family was like, I can't work for you anymore, and I can't work in this barn anymore, this house anymore, because the house is haunted. I have to leave. There's a ghost. So she fucks off. She disappears, right?
Does she say anything about the ghost?
She says that she heard noises, she heard, like, footsteps, she heard people talking, and she's like, no, ghosts. I'm checking out of the whole game.
Okay, so, like, mystery sounds?
Yeah, mystery sounds. That's basically what it came down to. So she leaves. 6 months later, the youngest daughter of the people living in the farmhouse, and there were quite a few. There was a father, a mother, I think, a daughter, a very young son, the daughter's son, and I think another sister. So quite a large family. But the eldest daughter starts reporting noises around the house. Mm-hmm. She's like, I hear footsteps in the attic. So the father goes into the attic. He looks around. He's like, can't see anyone. There's nobody in the attic. The day before the murder, the father, I think he goes into town because he reports footsteps in the snow around his barn. This is in Germany, but yeah, I said it was a German word. Yeah. It's just double reminding. So he goes into town. He's like, yeah, I'm a little worried because around my farmhouse, I've noticed these footsteps in the snow, and it doesn't belong to anybody in the family. We don't know what this is about. They go, they search, they can't track down anybody else. Also, in this period of time, they discover this newspaper on the front doorstep. They lived in this tiny little farmhouse behind, I forget what it is, but it's basically like behind this collection of woods or this collection of trees is what it kind of came down to. So it's quite isolated.
Place to put a house.
Yeah. So they find this newspaper that none of them know who put it there or what it means. And I'm not sure from my research, I'm not sure if it was like they couldn't identify the newspaper as well, or if it's just like they didn't know who put it there.
I'm not sure if it was in German.
I'm not sure if they looked at it and were like, I've never seen this kind of newspaper before. Who reads
just
the
an unidentified newspaper?
Thursday Humboldt or whatever. or if it was just like, this isn't the newspaper we normally get. Anyway.
It would be funny if they Sorry, something of that just... It's pretty funny to imagine that this all started with the fact that, like, they're like, this is not the newspaper we usually get. Like, the delivery boy just fucked up.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, I'm so afraid. Someone's out
delivery
to get
boy
us.
Quickly killed them so that no one would know.
Instead of getting, like, guess. The Daily Herald, they got, like, the mid-afternoon yam.
Mid-afternoon yam.
All the news paper. That happened from the morning to the start of the afternoon. That's the important news. What if something changes before the afternoon hits the middle? Then I want to know.
I got this great story, boss. Forget it, Joe. That's afternoon.
Send it to the mid-afternoon yam. That's not for us.
Mid-afternoon yam covers all the events from 1:30 p.m. till 3:30 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. Any big event that happened, then they report on it. If nothing happens, they're just like, nothing
to report. That's a
cushy gig.
That's like 2 hours work a day.
Delivered it on everyone's doorstep by 4:35.
So you can learn
what happened. 4:35 or your sickle's back.
Learn what happened the previous 2 hours. Anyway.
What year did you say this was?
It's around 1910 time. Okay. To be honest, with my terrible remembering of dates, it could be anywhere between 1900 and 1930. But it's nowhere beyond that.
I got an idea of the time. Yes. That's all I needed.
First half of the century.
Near
there
the
we
wars.
Go. Let's cover my basis there. So, about, I think it's just like 3 days after the father reported seeing footsteps, the surrounding neighbors become worried about this family. They're like, we haven't seen them in 3 days. That's strange. That's bizarre. We should go check on them. They go and they search the house. They can't find anybody. And then they go to the barn and they make a grisly discovery. The whole family dead, butchered. They all have violent blows to the head and they're all completely dead. And in the majority of the family is in the barn, but actually from memory, they discover the youngest, the infant son, dead in the house. Everybody, of course, is like, what the hell happened here? So they begin to they get the police, and the police look over the case. And they're like, well, what it seems like is that they were lured into the barn one by one and killed. Eventually, I think about a year later down the track, when the place is being demolished, they discover what they think is the murder weapon. It's a basically not a haddock. What is it? It's like a pick, like a farm pick.
A hoe?
No, not a hoe. It's got a name like a haddock or a harrock.
I don't know farming equipment that well.
Dusha, look up harrock, haddock.
Both of those are things.
Yes, I know, but a haddock is a fish.
No, I think a haddock is also a tool.
Basically, it kind of looks like a large, like what you might till a field by hand with.
Like a hoe.
Yeah, like a hoe, but pointed, like a pick.
Oh, a trowel?
Not a trowel.
I looked up haddock and just got fish. Haddocks with an X?
No. Type in haddock farming implement.
As in the same way you spell a fish?
Yes. I wish haddock I could remember what it was farm. Called. Because it's good to get a picture of it. It's good to have that visual aid.
No, it's not a haddock. There is no such thing as a haddock farm equipment.
A mattock. A mattock. Which doesn't sound like haddock at all. But I just looked it up then, and it's a mattock. Look at it there.
Yeah,
there's an image of it.
It looks kind of like what you imagine. Oh, wait, I know exactly what those are. Okay.
Yeah,
so
you
imagine
know like a wood chopping.
No.
Okay.
All right, so imagine a pick, like what you imagine, like when you imagine like some like a fuck, I'm like a coal miner, a coal miner's pick. Imagine
yeah,
that,
yeah.
But the back end of it is flat, kind of like a hoe.
Mm.
Yes, one end is a hoe, the other end is a pick.
Anyway,
there
so.
We go.
The murder weapon was a mattock. That was found a year later, once the whole place had been demolished because the townspeople were like, yeah, it was a real grisly murder here. We don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
So nobody can quite figure out who did it. It's such an isolated farmhouse that they're like, we have no idea. We got no evidence to suggest anybody in particular. We've got no evidence other than the mattock to like tie it to anybody. But then some strange things sort of start to come to light. The farm, the neighbors who discover the bodies are like, this doesn't add up. We saw smoke coming out of the chimney of the farm 3 days prior, but the autopsies revealed that they died just before they found them. So the implication there being that whoever did the murder also stuck around and stayed in the house for 3 days.
Wait, I think you might have said that wrong. Do you mean like they saw smoke
3 days later, not 3 days prior.
So basically what it seems like, so
3 days after the discovery?
No. So yeah, I might have misspoke. Sorry. So when they found the bodies, the autopsies revealed that they died 3 days prior to discovery.
Yeah.
However, over the course of those 3 days until they were discovered, the neighbors saw smoke coming out of the chimney of the house at varying different times, implying that there was somebody living there whilst the family had been murdered. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Then people started to add it together. They were like, if that person was living there, maybe that's what like the footprints were. Maybe the person that was at this house that committed the murder had been living in the house for an incredibly long time before they killed the family, which is spooky ass.
Yeah, that's...
And then, if you think about that maid, who 6 months previous was like, there's people walking around, I've heard voices, I've heard footsteps, you wonder how long was that person living in the house before he committed the murder on the family?
Do you reckon he got discovered?
Well, because of the...
They were lured into the barn.
Yeah, though. Because they were lured into the barn, I would say he didn't. And nobody's quite sure how he lured them into the barn. It's assumed a he because of the murder weapon. There just weren't that many women at the time who were taught how to use a mattock to murder chop wood and do, like, to commit murder. So it's assumed it was a man. A couple of people have been suggested. So it is known that the eldest daughter who had the son, she was in a relationship previously with a man whose name sounded a lot like Shittaker, but I'm sure wasn't.
Forrest Shittaker.
Anyway. Forrest Shittaker.
Forrest Shittaker with his bum eye. continue.
So he was in the area. He was actually one of the first people to come and help look for them when they did, like, investigate the barn when they were like, let's find out what's going on. Apparently it was well known within the village that the father and the eldest daughter were in an incestuous relationship. Mm. So the theory there being that this guy is like the dad, the child was also apparently the father's, not the daughter's. So that this guy was furious and decided that he would kill the family to take revenge. That's one theory.
It's good revenge.
Another theory is that the first husband of the eldest daughter, who had apparently died in World War One, but no body had ever been discovered.
All right, I'm going to just quickly clarify. So we said it was in 1910 before. We discovered it was actually 1922.
I said first half of the century. I still got it right.
So yeah, World War One has happened.
Yes.
Yeah, is that during the Great Depression?
Yeah.
Could be a drifter.
Could just be a drifter, but then you wonder why he would tend to the barn afterwards and then leave. Like, he fed the animals. Which is so bizarre and personal. Also, at first it was assumed that it was a robbery. Before any of the shit liquor whatever theory or the World War II mystery disappearance man were suggested, they were like, well, it was probably a robbery. And on the some cash and some jewels were taken. No, sorry, just cash was taken from some of the bodies. However, all the jewels and like a large majority of the money in the house was left completely untouched. So the like decision or verdict, thank you, Disha, was that it was a crime of passion. It's just what exactly that crime, like the
you don't commit
was.
A crime of passion and then look after the animals for 3 days.
Could have been guilt.
I very strongly think it would be a drifter.
But then why would he look after the animals?
Because this person maybe think like, this person is homeless. Maybe they're like, I think I can live here for a little bit at least.
3 days seems like, especially if.
If he's been staying there for 6 months, another 3 days is a drop in the bucket.
I suppose that's a good point. But then you've got to wonder why he wasn't found at the house when everybody returned to look. You'd think if he was like, I've done it, I'm just going to keep living here. Because I guess you've got two options there. Either he's like, sick, I can live here forever now. Sweet, just as long as nobody comes and
looks. Something
maybe
a crazy person thinks.
Or he's like, okay, I can only live here for a small amount of time, in which case you'd be like, why would you feed the animals?
Small amount of time could be a little while.
I'm going to suggest it was definitely a crime of passion, and it was guilt that led them to feed the animals. If it was a crime of passion to suggest that it was someone that knew the family, they might have been attached to the animals.
If you're feeling guilt, why? Like, animals are in the barn, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, why? The animals weren't in the...
Oh, they weren't?
I think they were just across the property.
Oh, okay.
Another interesting thing that puts shiitake mushrooms in the firing line is that when
Forest shit taker.
Shit takers, great. When they went back to the farm to got you good.
Yep.
When they went back to the farm to investigate, the dog, the family dog, was like furious at this shit licker fella. Like, it just wouldn't stop barking at him when he was investigating. So the theory there, I guess, being that
the dog is a witness.
Yeah, the dog witnessed him commit the crimes and was, well, the dog wasn't barking at anybody else. It was just giving this guy the beef. I'm not saying either way, but that's in the report. I'm trying to think of any other notable. The World War II first husband.
World War I,
yeah, thanks. Okay. First husband. Cheers,
Al. The disappearing bloke from
the
World
disappearing
War
bloke, is that's far fetched because, like, a guy in the trenches nearly dies and claws his way back to Germany just to murder
you
a family
didn't
with a
mattock.
Say
much about him, sorry. Can you
well, the theory is that so the eldest daughter,
yeah,
who's having an incestuous relationship with her father.
So there are like three guys in her life. The forest shit taker,
yep.
The World War I guy, and her father.
And her father.
Yep. Okay.
So the World War I guy was her first husband.
Mm-hmm.
And in all official documentation, he died in the war. However, there is a theory that he returned from the war by, I don't know, sneaking away. And angry that she'd then gotten together with Shitlicker, decided to murder the whole family.
It could be like he found out about both shit taker
and the dad.
Shit dad.
And was like,
yeah,
I'm taking a sweet revenge
fucked
on everyone.
If he's been like living in the house or something like that, maybe.
Yeah,
or maybe living
true
in the fields nearby or something. Mm.
Well, what's very strange is that if there's this idea that they've been living in the house, right, because of the footsteps heard in the attic by the family, the footprints around the property. If that's happening, then why didn't, like, when he went to search the attic, where did he go? Where did this guy living in the house disappear to?
Well, we don't know the layout of the house, do we?
Well, that's true, but you would think that somehow they would have, yeah, found him in the roof or searched the barns. You just got
to
wonder where he was hiding on
the
farm.
To be fair, though, the father probably wouldn't have looked that, because he would have just been like, I'm only checking so you're at rest in your bloody mind.
Oh, there's a monster in the wardrobe. Mm,
that's
oh,
a good
no,
point.
There isn't.
What's it like being the dumbest fuck, kids?
I'm a bad dad.
He is.
Getting back into bed after doing that, laying next to your wife. I'm fucking my daughter. I'm a bad dad.
That's
true. It's also interesting that the murder weapon wasn't found until a year later when the building was demolished.
Where did they find it?
I'm not 100% sure. I was trying to find that before we started recording, well, before you guys arrived earlier, and I just couldn't find it. But that means it was hidden somewhere in the house. Another theory is that he wasn't actually living in the building. He was just on the roof, and because it was so cold at the time, he was huddling up against the chimney for warmth, living on the property.
Mm.
But also, it's strange, you know, they say Shitaker.
Forest Shitaker.
Forest Shitaker.
And his bum eye.
They say Forest Shitaker and his bum eye came from the town to investigate the murder, or to like, make sure the family was okay, which would imply that he would have a house in town or a building in town, which makes you wonder why nobody was like, where the fuck was Forest Shitaker this whole time for the last six months and 3 weeks? Unfortunately,
unless he was planning the murder for a long time and then bitched it.
What do you mean?
Like, as in, like, was just around the property because it's like, today's the day, they're fucked.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, he's been planning, like, coming to the house, staying the night, observing, and then leaving, and then coming and then observing, and then leaving, and then one time he's like, all right, got my mattock, gonna do it.
It's a lot of effort to do over, like, 6 months.
Mm. I think it's...
No, I think it might have just been stressed. Like, because if you're going to murder a...
Family.
Because also what's probably happened is, like, it was probably just going to be the father and the daughter, and then, like, people were spooked, and he's like, I guess
everyone's done now.
But it's
strange that he lured everyone to the barn. I also wonder how he managed that with doing it individually. How do you lure them one at a time? Another really strange thing is that every single body was covered in a different way. So one of them was covered in hay. One of them had a shirt put over the top of it, which shows almost like a fucking burial system. Like a, what the fuck am I trying to say? Like
a
reverence.
Or that's like...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You know, you'd... So in the video game Hitman...
Okay.
Sometimes what I do if I'm trying to lure someone into a room...
Yeah.
If I've got a body, I'll put the body near... away from the door so someone comes in, sees the body, is like, shit... goes over to investigate, and then I cold clock them as they pass through.
Yeah, that's see,
clever. They're spooked, and then they're dead.
Spook and dead. It's a good move. So that's I guess that's potentially the case, that he covers one body. The other person's like, oh, where'd you go, Persephone? Goes out to the barn, sees the covered body. Bam, got him again.
Got him good.
And that might be like covering them a little bit, so... You know, you see the body, like the blood all over their head or whatever. You're like, oh shit, someone's been attacked. Maybe I yell and run away. If you cover the thing with the shirt, they're like, ooh, what's happened? Have they fallen over?
Are they dead? What's going on? Another really interesting thing is that from memory, it's one blow for each family member, which you would think be incredibly difficult to do unless you had them there for a while and could line up that.
Well,
for every family member to mattock them in the head one by one seems... incredibly difficult, unless if they knew who you were, say you
was
were,
it like an attack from behind or in front?
I'm not sure of the exact wounds. I know it was to the head, but
I don't know. Like, if you see someone you don't, well, maybe Forrest Shitaker, but like the World War One guy, or
you'd be like, aren't you dead?
Yeah, you're not gonna let that person approach you with a mattock.
That's true. But maybe Forrest Shitaker, if he came Even in then, and was like, oh, hey, darling, and you're like, oh, hi.
And he's like, hey, come give me a hand in the barn with the animals. That's how they got fed. They were feeding the animals. And
I feel it's hard to catch someone by surprise with a mattock.
No. Because if you're like, hey, can you come just feed these animals for me? They're going to be looking the other way. Get them in the back of the head.
They're my animals. Why would I be feeding them? I'll feed them.
I fed them already. Who are you? Get out of my barn.
They weren't estranged at that point, were they?
No,
yeah. So
even Forrest Shitaker, like...
That's what I mean. Like, they weren't... The eldest daughter and Forrest Shit-taker.
I guess, yeah. But then you're like leading a... I don't know.
It's just so many people to kill with a very heavy implement without raising like alarm, because you would think
the house is really isolated.
But
one blow to the head from a mattock, and you're not going to be raising
that's
alarm.
That's not what I mean. What I mean is that So what has to happen for our mystery killer is he kills one person. That wouldn't be too hard because they're not going to be expecting it. They come to the barn, whoop, they're down. Now, if you can get them before they scream, that's already pretty impressive. But let's say you do. The next person comes in. You have to, for five consecutive people, Get them to not scream and alert the other people in the family. You have to hit them once in their head so that they die instantly. And you also have to make sure that none of them run away or become aware that anything is going on in the bomb. That sounds unimaginably difficult.
How did they achieve? Sorry, go on.
Maybe that's why they were covered in different shit. Because if you see one body, you're probably not going to be like, you know what I mean? If you're not looking for a body, you're not going to walk into a barn and see one person covered in hay, one person covered in a shirt, one person covered in like snow, for instance. You probably just see one and be like, what the fuck? And then Adam's hitman theory.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's a good point.
What was I going to say? Well, how do they know that they were lured in?
I'm not sure. I think it might have something to do with like the timing potentially of
how intense were autopsies in 1922?
No, probably like nowadays it's usually guessing.
So it could be one of those things where we just basically they didn't like, have the technology. That was an assumption made. And,
yeah.
Because to be honest, like he could have just killed them one by Well, not even. Well, he has to kill them one by one because you can't get
all
them
at once. One throw at the
unless he, like, maybe he could have done something where he, I don't know, like captured them, tied them up, and then executed them.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess that's the thing. And I think there was this like cold case. You know when like they do like a cold case?
They relook at an old murder, yeah.
They were doing that and they were like, we just actually don't have the evidence to ever solve this. They were like, there's nothing. The whole place has been burned down, like not burned down, but demolished. The records are like just exactly what you see here. So it's one of those things where unfortunately, we're never going to probably get a terribly satisfying.
Without more information.
Without, yeah, exactly, more information on it.
Or a time machine.
Or a time machine, potentially, if we grab one of them, hop back in time.
I think Uncle Ben has one down the road.
All right.
Old Uncle Ben.
Spider-Man?
I don't know why I jumped to that.
Keep an eye on him.
I was actually thinking Ben Kenobi when I said old Uncle Ben.
That's even
Keep an eye on him as well. Uncle Bens don't have a great lifespan.
They
<That's>
don't.
True. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else interesting about the case. I think also there was this, going back to shit taker or whatever.
Forest shit taker.
When he saw the bodies, I think they people were like, he didn't seem that shocked or that worried. But then again, not everybody reacts the same to death. So
that's also sounds like they came in, some old maid or something is like, oh, he doesn't seem very shocked.
Yeah, that's
true. But it's all the cops.
Yelling at the sky. No, because like people, like if someone overreacts to death, that's also a thing. Like
that's true. If they're like, oh my.
A lot of people are just like stunned. They're like,
that sort of stuff just sounds like hearsay to me.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think I'm in the same boat as you guys. So what do we think ultimately occurred at the Hinterfake?
I'm sticking with my
shit taker.
Shit liquor.
Comes in. Do you think he came in with the intent to kill everybody in the bar in the house? Or just the dad and daughter?
I'd say it was just dad and daughter, but somewhat like there's probably witnesses. I reckon he,
What's interesting, actually, thinking about, like, where, you know, we only know they were lured into the barn because that was the assumption. If he killed everybody individually, then, like, why was the baby in the house when all of the rest of the family were in the barn?
Don't need to lure a baby into a barn.
Yeah, I guess. I wonder if the baby was killed with the mattock. I don't know. That would seem like a real kind of like, well, that's a bit of overkill and kill. Just
on the other side, it would
turn
be
a
very,
baby over and he's dead.
It would be very easy to hit the baby.
That's
baby
a good
ain't
point.
Gonna like struggle.
Ain't, baby ain't running away. That's
well,
a good
I would
point.
Say that maybe he just tried to kill the. Maybe the baby was the first one to go. Because it was like, like killed the baby first and then there was witnesses and then he was like, well, you're all fucked now.
Now I'm getting everybody and putting you in the barn and covering you. That's the complicated thing there, I guess.
They could have lured him into the barn and he just won.
I don't think, well, I mean, yeah, maybe.
Because like if you killed, like, because the baby wasn't in the barn.
No.
So if they killed the baby first, then someone saw them like, you're fucked. And then they were like, let's go to the barn and fuck him up. And then he found a mattock.
And just fucked them up.
Yeah. That's my theory. I'm sticking with that.
Yeah, it could be something that like it could just be something that got out of hand.
Like lynch mob him.
If I were getting a weapon to kill someone with, I don't like of all the farming implements, I don't think I'd pick a mattock first.
An axe.
It feels like it could also be maybe something like very last minute. Like
yeah,
he was in the barn with one or whoever it was in the barn with one person. Is like, fuck you, I'm gonna kill you. And then was like, well, I guess this is how it's happening now.
That's a good point, actually. I never thought about that, but a mattock is an incredibly strange weapon for a crime that you've been supposedly planning for the last.
It also makes
potentially
sense that
six
that was
months.
Used, because if the baby was the original option, it could have just been like 6 months of him loitering around trying to figure out the best time to kill this baby.
Could just not have been the mattock.
What do you mean?
Like, once again, it could be with the luring thing. Maybe the cops are like, oh, it's this
yeah.
mattock.
I think it had dried blood on it from memory, well, yeah. I think it wasn't just like they've had a mattock and were like, what if you did it with this? Let's say that. That'd be sick.
So that's a good story.
That's neat. That's
cool. I will
cool.
sign that off. Detective Dumb Shit.
I got a proud name.
Dumb Goff. There we go, that's
so the other thing I was thinking, but if the mattock had dried blood
I'm,
on it
I'm fairly
whatever,
sure there was, like, sound evidence to
but connect
it to
like,
the
But if it was like, oh, it's a pointy implement made this, then maybe the bayonet from a World War I rifle.
That he kept with him the whole time.
Ghost hey, soldier. You know, like, until you said dried blood, it was a theory of
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, no, that's fair. It's interesting because you're like, either he killed them all in the house, or, like, individually, and then dragged them to the barn, which is bizarre. Or he killed them all in the barn and then went and killed the baby, which is also really strange. Like, it's hard to, like, you kind of can't reconcile both in a weird way.
Well, if you've killed the entire family, why are you keeping the baby?
Well, yeah, I get, but why not just let the baby starve? And
you
if you're going to look after the
baby, you
if you're going
to
then
long?
Look after the house for 3 days, why not just be like, that's such a strange disconnect, you know what I mean?
That's why I'm going with baby first, rest of the family later.
But then why look after the house? If your if you were a forest shit taker and your job was there to kill the family and the baby, once the job's done...
Did he help build the house?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I know no, because she wasn't married to him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He might have had a weirder time.
I like, once again, I kind of think my
drifter
thing,
theory.
And the drifter's like, maybe I can stay here for a little while.
The drifter theory adds up, actually, now that I think about it more, because you're right, a mattock is not. If you're like gonna commit a murder, you're like, I'll do it with a knife, like a normal person.
Also, it makes sense to the I'm gonna live here theory. He mightn't have known about the baby, killed the family, and then went inside and was like, finally, some bloody peace and quiet.
Let me get my mattock.
My bloody job is never done.
But if you're gonna live in the house with a baby, why just get the mattock and be like, and not just be like, pick up the baby, put it outside.
I don't think it's forest shit taker and his bum eye. Okay, so you're forest shit taker and his bum eye.
Mm-hmm. Arr.
Are there not easier ways than luring people into the barn? I would do is I'd go there late at night when I reckon people are going to be asleep, knock on the door, get the chick to come to the door, kill her quickly, kill everyone else in their sleep.
Yeah, that makes so much more sense than being like, especially if you've been doing like reconnaissance for like the last month. Why, after all that reconnaissance, would you be like luring them into the barn one by one and killing them with a unwieldy heavy farming implement is my best option? Yeah, I think that's a sound theory, Adam. Like, that makes a lot more sense than the alternative. Somebody is like, oh, I'll stay in the barn. It's cold. It's Germany. It's chilly out.
It's Germany. It's just its own thing.
Yeah, exactly. Stay in the barn. It's cold. You're like watching the family. But then why do you kill the family?
No, I reckon
you get found. That's why you use the mattock. It's like, shit. Got to do this.
Shit, grab it. Get them.
And then they're just murdered over the course of the day, and then he's like, that's all of them. And then he's like, finally, the house is mine.
Over the course of the day.
Yeah, that's something that we never thought about. I assume we were all imagining one by one.
Yeah.
Like somebody, which is like,
someone's
stupid,
like, where's...
That is some hitman bullshit, where you're like, kill someone, and someone's like, huh? You kill them, and someone's like, huh? Kill them, and you got a pile of bodies. I love that we didn't once be like, wait.
So, yeah.
That's fucking nonsense.
In one of the Hitman levels, there's this one thing you can do where you can like sabotage this electronic thing that's in water. You go over, hide in a place, turn the power on. Someone walks into it, gets electrocuted, follows over. Another person's like, what? Walks over to try and look at the body. They get electrocuted.
That's good.
You can get like that entire level. You can get them like that. It's funny.
I like that that's our assumption for the murders.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, drift. I'm on drift.
But no, what if it was over the course of a day? Like,
Dusha said, that makes more sense. Because if he's been watching everybody's patterns, he knows that everybody probably has a time of the day where they go to the barn.
Or maybe even, you know, he knows after I get one person in the barn, eventually someone's going to be like, where's such and such? Mm. Go out to the barn, gets another one, blah, 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 blah.
But if that's our theory, then that doesn't work with the drifter being caught.
Like, what do you mean? Well, oh, yeah, true.
If your if it's like the drifter's caught, so he grabs the mattock and hits someone in the head, then why would he do it over the course of the
day? I reckon.
Surely he'd be like,
maybe it's a combination of the two. First person catches him.
Then he's like, man, murder's great.
No,
and he's like, at this point.
Well, if he killed the father or something first, he might have been like, hey, maybe this house can be mine.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, like, once you've used a murder weapon once, you're probably not going to be like, because, like, once you've used a weapon for murder, you're probably not going to be like, well, that went pretty well, but I reckon I can do better.
You want to level up that one weapon. You don't want to
spread out your points across all of them.
Yeah. If you were a fighter in D&D.
That's true. You mattock, the best weapon in D&D. That and the trowel. Yeah, I guess the drifter theory, like it's, and again, it's one of those things where all you can do is speculate because.
And also, fun fact about murder, being murdered by a stranger is way less likely to be found out because people, like crime of passion and that, it's usually pretty obvious. Like, shit liquor would have probably cracked at some point and been like, it was me.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, he was like.
No?
No?
Also, like.
Sad about it, but. My wife was banging her dad, so he's a bad dad. And
once again, they weren't married, right?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, they were married.
Second husband. Come on, mate. Pay attention.
Yeah.
She had a lot of
those husbands. Bloody I thought ears said before
that when you were asking about whether they built their house.
No, they hadn't been married for that long.
Oh. Yeah, I was saying that she'd had a World previous husband that you would be like, it would just be strange for,
Anyway.
Another thing to take into account is like, if you're a drifter and you're like, generally a good guy and you're watching a house full of incest and then you kill one of them, you might be like, oh.
I'm doing the world a favor.
This is probably for the best.
And then the baby to make sure that the evil line of people is gone.
I think the drifter is probably the best theory that we can, with the limited amount of evidence we have, that's the best theory we can come up with.
My opinion.
And also explains why he fed the animals, because he's like, the animals did no sin.
The animals are pure.
Superhero.
He was. He murdered an evil family with a mattock. And on that note, I've been Jackson.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Joel.
Get spooked, America.
Ooh.
Germany in this case.
Get spooked.
If you have any mysteries, you can...
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, Adam, whatever. You started. I just got excited. Okay.
If you have any mysteries you'd like us to talk about, please send them either to the SansPants email, which is
SansPantsRadio@gmail.com, or tweet it to us at SansPantsRadio, or tweet us individually.
And if you want to tweet pictures of haddocks at Zamet, feel free to.
If you want to contact me, I'm at Dush13, DUSCH13. Adam is RetroArt.
Close.
Archetype?
Retro archetype.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a little in there that you missed.
Archetype.
And Jackson is at All Dogs Are Dead.
Uh-huh.
And Zamet is at Goddammit Zamet. He sadly has passed away.
It's tweet him pictures of Haddocks. It's what he would have wanted.
Bring him back from the dead.
If 250 pictures get tweeted at him, he will come back to do one more podcast.
And... what a podcast it will be.
Yeah. Ghosts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.